Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here with you this rainy Thursday with some interesting news to catch up on. I don't know if news stories are cozy, but you certainly can be while you're listening. Today, I've got an update on the NEPA Youth Shelter's new teen center in Scranton. And Governor Josh Shapiro says he wants to reform how the regional electrical grid is managed. He thinks it'll lower costs. It's Thursday, September 25th. Let's get into it. First, we have an update on a story we've been following this week. A judge has added Pennsylvania to a lawsuit over the Trump administration's demand for personal information about food stamp recipients. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, state officials hope the move will delay a costly financial penalty.
The lawsuit was filed over the summer by 21 states who opposed the demand by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for Social Security numbers and other personal information. A federal judge last week blocked the demand, at least temporarily. But Pennsylvania didn't seek to join the suit until this week, after the Trump administration threatened to reduce its food stamp funding by nearly $500 million each year. State attorneys say Pennsylvania's food stamp program could collapse if USDA is allowed to follow through on that threat. The judge agreed to add Pennsylvania to the litigation, but she hasn't yet said her previous order will protect it from the threatened cuts. That decision is expected within a week. I'm Tom Reese in Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom. And in other state news, Governor Josh Shapiro is pushing to reform how the regional electrical grid is managed, so costs for consumers will go down. As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, Shapiro said on Monday that he hasn't ruled out pulling Pennsylvania from the regional grid.
At a summit about the grid operator in Philadelphia on Monday, Governor Josh Shapiro said PJM Interconnection needs to speed up its approvals of new power sources. He said the grid operator also needs to give states a bigger say in how the grid functions and keep prices for consumers low. Prices have been rising, in part because of a supply and demand crunch on the grid. Shapiro said if PJM does not make substantive reforms in the next few months, the state could look for a way to direct its utilities to leave PJM.
I want to see that, and if that doesn't happen quickly, then Pennsylvania is prepared to go it alone.
In a statement, PJM said it will continue to maintain grid reliability in as cost-effective a manner as possible for the 67 million people it serves. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt.
More up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Next, here's a story from Western Pennsylvania. Then we'll jump back to Scranton for the NEPA Youth Shelter. But this one's interesting, especially if you've been keeping tabs on data centers throughout the state. Plans for a new data center in Springdale in Allegheny County were delayed last night by the borough's planning commission. Julie Grant reports for WVIA.
The proposal by developer Allegheny DC Property Company calls for a massive data center complex at the site of the now-demolished Cheswick coal-fired power plant along the Allegheny River. The data center is expected to create 80 to 100 jobs. Development consultant Brian Regley told the Planning Commission it's a good use of the site.
This is one of the few opportunities you now have to establish a stronger tax base to fund your schools and your community centers. So if not this, then what?
About 70 people attended the meeting, some voicing concerns about things like noise, water, and energy usage. The site would draw up to 180 megawatts of energy, enough to power 150,000 homes. The board decided to delay its decision on whether to recommend the project to the Springdale Council for approval until October 8th.
That was Julie Grant reporting. Now to Scranton, as promised. The NEPA Youth Shelter has a new director and an all-new teen center after months of searching for a new space. The teen center isn't ready just yet, but as I saw recently, the organization is still helping students in the Scranton School District. Anthony Pauline's bike sits inside the entrance of the new teen center, surrounded by boxes.
Yeah, right here every day.
From music?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long ride, but I still be coming here every day.
He volunteered all summer, helping new director John W. Rosengrant get the teen center ready to open.
I've been coming here over the summer, like stopping by, helping put up like the clothing areas, painting walls.
As the new NEPA youth shelter takes shape around him, Rosengrant says he finally sees the light at the end of the tunnel.
Up until very recently, I was having a hard time like seeing the forest through the trees, but like now I'm beginning to see, like, you know, there's an end in sight.
Rosengrant got this job in the middle of several changes. Founder Maureen Maher Gray retired in June, and the shelter's after-school teen center was moving to its new home after months of searching.
When I took the job, I was thinking that on September 17th, that we would be operating with the kids in here, we would be, you know, planning fun events, we'd be having fun together, shooting pool, playing basketball. None of that has happened yet. So, like, it's really been just focusing on the construction and making my number one priority to get it done as quickly as possible.
The center is in a warehouse on Providence Road. It's across the street from the Glider Diner and a short walk from Scranton High School. Recently, Rosengrant and some volunteers sorted clothes for the center's clothing closet. It's in the front half of the space, which is nearly complete. There's a food pantry stocked with snacks and drinks, deodorant, and toothpaste. School's back in session, and Rosengrant says they've been giving out snacks and food in the parking lot after school. They're up to around 60 kids stopping by every day.
They're all coming down and they're filling their bags with snacks and drinks and stuff. So, you know, we don't want to turn them away. I mean, they're coming, you know, we'll give them what they need.
Rosengrant is only the second director of the NEPA Youth Shelter. Maher Gray founded the organization in 2016. Her goal was to help at-risk youth find housing and provide a safe space for teens. Rosengrant hopes to expand the shelter's housing program.
Our apartment program, we can serve up to 3 kids. Because we own an apartment, I want to be able to serve 30 kids, you know? So, like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking at. You know, like we're going to have to explore different ways to be able to afford to do those type of things.
The new teen center, when it's finished, may be a bit smaller than what Pauline remembers. But he's hoping it will give current students the same comfort he found.
It gave me comfortability. It gave me, like, people that I could talk to, like the workers. They would, like, actually talk to me like I was, like they actually cared for me. So, like, it brought me, like, comfortability.
The organization's board is planning an open house for the grand opening. Rosengrant hopes that will happen by November. All right. I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for what's left of this week. Find more stories at WVIA.org and sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter while you're there. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show tomorrow before the weekend, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Sending a happy rainy Friday Eve to all of you. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.